بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائكم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today we will continue our studies with Islamic issues, Islamic laws, and we reach to issue number 509. Within this issue, still we are talking about the various rules related to the hayd menstruation. If a woman usually sees blood once in a month, but in a particular month she sees it twice. Here, this month is different from as usual. She had seen the blood. She sees the blood twice in one month. This is the difference. So, if she sees it twice with signs of hayd, and both of these bloods are what are having the same signs of hayd, and if the number of intervening days during which you see, if the number of intervening, you know, intervening, the lapse, the in between days, the packed days, okay, so number of intervening days during which she remained packed is not less than 10 days. So either these days, the packed days is between 10 days, 11 days. For example, if she sees blood for 5 days with the attributes of hayd, then she has a break, or she become back for what? For 10 days, 11 days, 12 days. Then she sees another blood and with the same attributes of hayd for 5 days. So just pay attention with me. 5 days, the first 5 days with the attributes of blood, with attributes of hayd. Then she become back for 10 days, okay? Then she sees blood again with the attributes of hayd for 5 days. So the whole number is 20 days. The whole number is 20 days. So 5 days, the first blood, 5 days, then pack for 10 days, then 5 days with the attributes of hayd. So what is the hukum now? What is the hukum? Is the first one is hayd and the second one is istihadha, or the opposite? The first one is istihadha and the second one is hayd. Put it in your mind. This is all happened in 1 month. In 1 month. But we came back to our rule. We said that at least the pack state between the two bloods, it shouldn't be lesser than 10 days. It must be 10 days or more. And now we have 10 days being packed. So both of the blood, she will treat them as what? As hayd. Both bloods are what? Are hayd. Let's see what he said. Yes. And if the number of intervening days during which she remained back is not less than 10 days, she would treat both as periods of hayd. Issue number 510. If a woman sees blood with signs of hayd for 3 or more days, as we said that the signs, the hayd, it shouldn't be lesser than 3 days. It should be 3 days or more, and not more than, not will exceed the 10 days. It should be what? It should be at least 3 days. In this case, we will say that this is what? This is hayd. If a woman sees blood with signs of hayd for 3 or more days, and thereafter for 10 or more, she sees blood with what? With the signs of istihadha. And again, she sees blood with the signs of hayd for 3 days. Okay. Now, if you have a pen and a piece of paper. Yes, I'll search like you. I'll search for a piece of paper. Here we go. I have a paper right here. Okay, let's write. Let's write. Now, yes, let's see this. If a woman sees blood with signs of hayd for 3 or more days, so we have 3 days of what? The signs of hayd, blood. With 3 days, what? With signs of hayd. Right, 3 days. Okay. Now, let's continue reading the issue. And thereafter, for 10 or more, she sees the blood with the signs of istihadha. Then write 10 days, 10 days with the signs of what? Of istihadha. Istihada, okay, and again, yes, I don't know what is happening with the net, but I'll keep continuing explaining the issue because I'm recording this and maybe you will listen to it later on. And then again, she sees the blood with signs of hayd for 3 days. And we have another 3 days with the signs, yes, with the signs of hayd, yes, with the signs of hayd. So, which one is hayd and which one is istihada? Which one is hayd and which one is istihada? Okay, let's see. Let's see that. Says Sistani said she should treat the first and the last bleeding as hayd. Ah, you see, she says Sistani said that she should treat the first and the last one as what? As istihada, as hayd, sorry, as hayd. Yes. All right. Okay. Now again, I'll repeat that again. Yes. Okay. I'll continue explaining. So, again, issue number 510. We have what? We have, for example, 3 days or more. 3 days or more, with what? With she sees the blood with issues of what? With issues of with signs of hayd. And then for 10 days or more, she sees what? She sees the blood with signs of istihada. And then another 3 days or more, she sees the blood with what? With a sign of hayd. So Sayyid Sistani said that this lady should deal with both the blood, the first and second one, with hayd, as hayd. Okay. As hail. Issue number 511. If a woman becomes back before the expiry of 10 days and feels that there is no blood in her interior part, she should do what? She should do ghusl for the acts of worship. So it means now she is what? She is pak and she has to do ghusl. And she has to do ghusl. Okay, issue number 511 and 11. If a woman becomes back before the expiry of 10 days and feels that there is no blood in her interior part, she should do ghusl for the acts of worship, although she may have a feeling, yes, that the blood might appear once again before the completion of 10 days. And if she is absolutely sure that she will see blood, yes, before the lapse of 10 days, even then, as a matter of precaution, she should do ghusl and perform her ibadat, but she will refrain from doing those acts which are forbidden to ha'ir, which are forbidden to ha'ir. Yes. Issue number 512. If a woman becomes pak before 10 days, if a woman becomes pak before 10 days but feels that there might be blood in her interior part, she should insert cotton and wait for some time to find out. If she finds out that she has become pak, she should take path and perform her acts of worship. Look for Sistani, he said that women, she feels that the blood stay in her interior part, she should insert a cotton. It means to what we call it in Arabic, ikhtibar, to make a test. Yes. Okay, she should insert cotton and wait for some time to find out. If she finds out that she has become pak, she should take bath and perform her acts of worship. And if she finds out that she has not become pak totally and she does not have a fixed habit of hayd, or if her habit is 10 days, or if she has a fixed duration which is not yet completed, then she will wait. Okay. If she becomes pak before 10 days, she will do ghusl. If she becomes pak on completion of 10 days, or if her bleeding exceeds 10 days, then she will do ghusl at the end of 10th day. And if her habit is for less than 10 days and she is sure that the blood, yes, that the blood will cease before 10 days or over, or by the end of the 10th day, she must not do ghusl till then. Okay, she should wait till that time. And if she has feeling that her bleeding might exceed 10 days, it is a recommended precaution, according to Sayyid Sistani fatwa, that she avoids acts of worship for a day or up to the 10th day. But this is, but this rule applies to those women who have had continuous bleeding before the days of her habit. Otherwise, it is not permissible to neglect ibadat after the days of habit are over. After the days of habit are over. Yes. Now, issue number 513. 513. If a woman treats the blood she saw during certain days as hayd, she saw blood and she saw that it is hayd and she treated it as hayd and did not perform her acts of worship, she doesn't pray, she doesn't fast if it was Ramadan, okay, and comes to know, and later on she knows later that it was not hayd, that was what? That was istihada. She should give qada of the lapsed prayers and fast which she left out. Okay, she has to do qada. She has to do qada in this case. Okay, yes. And if she performs acts of worship under the impression that the blood is not hayd, but realizes later that was hayd, then the fasts kept in those days will be void. Will be what? Will be void. Okay? And therefore she should give qada of those fasts. She should give qada of those fast. Yes. Now we came to a new topic with hayd or with the bloods that women sees. Now we came to nifas. Abortion. Issue number 514. From the time when the child birth takes place, the blood seen by the mother is nifas, provided that it stops before or on completion of the 10th day. While in the condition of nifas as a woman is called nifasa, the woman called nifasa, the act or the blood we call it nifas. The condition of nifas a woman is called nifasa. Okay. Yes. Issue number 515. The blood which a mother sees before the appearance of the first limb of the child is not nifas. Issue number 516. It is not necessary that the baby is fully what? Grown, even if a deficient baby is born, the blood seen by the mother for 10 days will be nifas. The term childbirth must be applicable to it. Okay. Issue number 517. It is possible that nifas blood may be discharged for an instant only, but it never extends 10 days. It never exceeds 10 days. It is just like what? It is just like the 500. Yes, 511. Good. Okay. If a woman becomes pack before the expiry of 10 days and feels that there is no blood in her interior part, she should do what? Ghusl for the act of worship. Although she may have what? She may have a feeling that the blood might appear once again before the completion of what? Of 10 days. Now, pak, okay, pak, it means pure. It means there is no bleeding, there is no blood. The woman can't see what? Can't see blood right now. So we call she is pak. This word is, it is, as Mr. Ali told me, it is a Turkish word. They choose it because there is no suitable word for this meaning in English. Even pure is not suitable for it. And as we know that English, it is not as rich as Arabic language with vocabulary. Not like Arabic. Yes, as I told you, it is not like Arabic with vocab. For that, they borrow words from another languages to express the meaning. Okay? Yes. So if she listened to me again, pack, it means she is not in a state of what? Of hayr. She is not in a state of hayr. Okay. So she should do ghusl for the acts of worship, although she may have a feeling that the blood might appear once again before the completion of 10 days. Tahir. Yes. Tahir. Yes. We can say tahir. But they put pack because we will use word first of all until the audience, they know what is the meaning, then we will use the Arabic word. It is just like jurist. First of all, if you listen, if you definitely you are with me from the beginning, they use what? Jurist, then they use mujtahid. They start to use the word verdict, they use what? The fatwa. Okay? That's good. Okay. Now, for the acts of worship, although she may have a feeling that the blood might appear once again before the completion of 10 days, and if she is absolutely sure that she will see blood before what? Before the lapse of 10 days. Okay, as a matter of precaution, she should do ghusl and perform her ibadat. Look, he doesn't, the translator, he doesn't make, she should do what? She should do bath. Look, he used the word ghusl as it is in Arabic. And perform her ibadat, but she will refrain from doing those acts which are forbidden to ha'ir. You know the acts, not touching the secret of Quran. Absolutely good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Issue number 512. If a woman becomes pack for 10 days but feels that there might be blood in her interior part, what she do in this case? the coming sentence, that what we call it in Arabic, اختبار, test. This is a test, it is very important, and the woman should do it if she has such situation. If a woman becomes packed before 10 days, but feels that there might be blood in her interior part, she should insert, look, should. So she should, you have to underline this word with two lines. She should insert cotton and wait for some time to find out. Definitely to wait for some time, but in a specific situation. This situation, which is mentioned by ulama in what? In higher books, in higher books. This situation, the ulama, they said they should stand and put her stomach close to, yes, higher levels, exactly, to the wall, touching her stomach, touching the wall, and raising one of her legs. And this is the situation. She will wait for a while, then she will discover if she is in haidh state or not. This is a very important issue. So she should insert cotton and wait for some time to find out. If she finds out that she has become pack, it means tahir. Pack, it means tahir, not in a state of haidh, not in a state of haidh. This is what we meant by pack. She should take bath and perform her acts of worship. Okay. Now, and if she finds out that she has not become back, not become pack, and if she finds out that she has not become what? Pak, not become tahira, totally, and she does not have a fixed habit, she does not have a fixed habit of haidh, or if her habit is 10 days, or if she has a fixed duration which is not yet completed, then she will wait. She will wait. Okay? If she becomes pack before 10 days, she will do ghusl. And she could do her ibadat. If she becomes pack on completion of 10 days, or if her bleeding exceeds 10 days, then she will do ghusl at the end of the 10th day. Okay? And if her habit is for less than 10 days and she is sure that the blood will cease, will stop before 10 days are over, or by the end of the what? Of the 10th day, she must not do ghusl till then. She has to wait. She has to wait. Okay? And if she has a feeling, and if she has a feeling that her bleeding might exceed 10 days, it is a recommended precaution that she avoids acts of worship for a day. For a day. Well, we call it, I think, we call it istibra. We call it istibra. So, what you are writing, so it is all about the woman knowing what type of haidh she has. From there, all issues is determined. Exactly. This is a very important issue. And not only that, Mr. Ali, as we mentioned yesterday, that some women their habit is changed. Is changed. So in this case, she has to know what is her situation. So yes, definitely, as you said, each woman should knows in which situation or in which type of habit she is. Okay, with this situation, she is going to act according to her situation. We call it in project management change order. Ah, yes. And I explained that before, that the lady, as we know, she is more sensible. This is first of all. Secondly, if she is in a bad condition, a psychologically condition, in a very situation, it is maybe she is tired or something like that, that thing will change many physical things, especially with her habit. Okay, now it is a recommended precaution that she avoids acts of worship for a day or up to the 10th day, but this rule applies to those women who have had continuous bleeding before the days of her habit. Otherwise, it is not permissible to neglect ibadat after the days of habit are over. Yes, we'll stop to issue 513, and if you have any question about what we had today, I'm ready, inshallah. I'm ready, inshallah. Okay, since that you don't have a question, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.